AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president's plan to protect an estimated 5 million people living in this country illegally from deportation has suffered another setback. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has ruled 2-1 to uphold a lower court ruling in Texas, blocking the administration's immigration initiative. Appeals could take months. Months of complaints about racial problems, a week-long hunger strike by a graduate student, and a boycott by black football players have prompted major changes at the University of Missouri. President Tim Wolf has resigned, and the chancellor of the Columbia campus will leave that position at the end of the year.
Missouri Tigers football players ended their boycott of football activities after University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf resigned. This followed a 7-day hunger strike by graduate student Jonathan Butler. The players were boycotting in support of Butler, who had refused to eat until Wolf left his post. Butler and the players were protesting against the university administration's handling, or lack thereof, of several racially motivated incidents. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton also announced he was resigning effective January 1st. The 4-5 Tigers faced Brigham Young on Saturday in Kansas City. David Solomon, Columbia, Missouri.
Chipotle could reopen 43 restaurants in the Pacific Northwest by midweek. AP correspondent Donna Gordon Blankenship reports the Washington State epidemiologist says all tests came back negative for E. coli.
They said that they've been testing food with help from the FDA, and they found no trace of E. coli in any of the food that they took out of the affected restaurants. They also said Chipotle has been testing its own food and also found no traces of E. coli in the food. So the source at this point is a mystery.
5 restaurants in Washington State and 5 in Oregon serve the majority of the 40 people who became sick. This is AP Radio News. You can't buy hearts, kidneys, or other organs, but a new study at Columbia indicates money can still help you get one.
The study confirms what many have long suspected. The rich have an advantage even in a system designed to steer organs to the sickest patients and those who have waited longest. Rich people can better afford the tests and the travel to get on more than one transplant center's waiting list. The study was co-authored by Dr. Raymond Givens.
People are using their resources to essentially jump the line by getting more than one ticket in the lottery.
Apple founder Steve Jobs may have benefited from this tactic. He got a liver transplant in Tennessee, even though he lived in California. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Soccer Federation is recommending a ban on headers for players 10 and under and limits for players between 11 and 13. The Federation also recommending medical professionals rather than coaches make decisions on whether players suspected of concussions can remain in games. I'm Ross Simpson.